From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Pork Board recently organized a foreign animal disease exercise to practice and troubleshoot a simulated response to a mock disease outbreak. The Swine Medicine Education Center at Iowa State University hosted the event. Herd veterinarian Dr. Tyler Bauman says the more we prepare, the quicker we can respond to an actual incident. Participants practiced every procedure in the response plan based on location and the outbreak status to identify, understand, and address their knowledge gaps. The EPA delivered its final rule setting the 2021 and 22 Renewable Fuel Standards Renewable Volume Obligations to the White House Office of Management and Budget. In December, the EPA released a proposed rule that included RVOs for 2021 and 22. The rule also intended to revise the already finalized 2020 RVO, something the U.S. biofuel industry emphatically does not support. U.S. ethanol exports declined 13% to 125.1 million gallons, the lowest March shipments in 6 years. Canada logged its 12th consecutive month as our top customer with a 10% increase to 34.2 million gallons. Notably, China and Brazil were absent from our export market in March. March U.S. exports of dried distillers grain, the animal feed co-product generated by dry milling ethanol plants, improved by 6% to over 927,000 metric tons. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.